there. Hi, Cloud with you here. We're in 2 Thessalonians. We're in chapter 1 still. Yesterday we were in the introduction, the greeting, and now we're going to kind of get into the meat. And it's a little longer chunk today, so let me just read it. We're in 2 Thessalonians, chapter 1, verses 5 through 12. This is evidence of the righteous judgment of God, that you may be considered worthy of the kingdom of God, for which you are also suffering. Since indeed God considers it just to repay with affliction those who afflict you, and to grant relief to you who are the afflicted as well as to us when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, inflicting vengeance on those who do not know God and on those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus. They will suffer the punishment of eternal destruction away from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his might when he comes on that day to be glorified in his saints and to be marveled at among all who have believed, because our testimony to you was believed. To this end, we always pray for you, that our God may make you worthy of his calling and may fulfill every resolve for good and every good work of faith by his power, so that the name of our Lord Jesus may be glorified in you, and you in him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we've seen in 1 Thessalonians some of the ending part of that, where Paul's like, y'all don't repay evil for evil. Repay it with good. Do good to those who are persecuting you. They're going through all this persecution. People are getting killed. They think it's the end times, like already has happened. Like, what? It's bad, right? And all the time Paul's been like, bless the other people. Don't repay evil. And then here in 2 Thessalonians, he's like, well, God's going to do that. And so he's like, y'all endure, y'all persevere. Don't do bad things. Well, here's some hope, because God's going to do that, right? And so I think a lot of times there's been times throughout church history where people really, really love verses like this. And I don't think we're in one of those times. I think we kind of minimize stuff like this. You think of the old school times where it's like, God's going to judge y'all. Like, you hear that stuff and you're like, yeah, all right, let's discount that. That's a little harsh. And the culture doesn't really appreciate that as much. Let's talk about the love of Jesus. Let's talk about the acceptance. And I think we're kind of in one of those eras. That's a general statement, but the judgment of God is something to look forward to if you're in Christ, right? And so you think about their perspective, like, it's not fair. Their people are getting killed because of their worldview, and they're trying to love people and they're just doing evil to them. So it's like, this is not just, this is not fair. Like, what, how can this stand? Is God not just? Well, he is. And that's a good thing. So when it comes to perseverance and all the ethical things that Paul and scripture, God's calling us to do, like, we can persevere because here we see that eventually we'll be vindicated. We can persevere because eventually we'll be vindicated. And, you know, if we're in Christ, then we're safe. But for everybody who's doing wrong, like, there's going to be hell to pay. And that's a good thing. That's the God that we worship. And so Paul's comforting them with this, what is to many seems harsh, but that's a good thing. You want a God that's just, right? And so all that to say, like, we're not necessarily in the same boat as the Thessalonians, suffering in the exact same way. But there's definitely injustice and evil in this world. And we could have people come on and talk about what people did to them, and someone needs to do something about this. And that sense of justice is well-founded in the God who's eventually, at the end times, going to come back and judge in flaming fire, inflicting vengeance on those who do not know God and on those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus. And so that is coming, y'all, and that's a cause for a perseverant hope. But ultimately, we know, because Jesus endured wrath on our behalf already. And so in the meantime, we hopefully live out in a world that doesn't repay evil for evil, that wins people over for the gospel. Yes, it will eventually come, but now, in the time between, we need to persevere in hope at Christ's second coming. Paul's going to continue to encourage these Thessalonians about the end times and some other things they need to work on as well. And so I hope that has helped you all as we continue to go verse by verse. Y'all have a great day. We'll see you on the next episode.